You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, card shop, arcade, theme park, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Major World Order.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Major World Order Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Billy Peck, and with me is...
Husvar.
And with us is...
T-double-J-Boski. Hoski. What's up, Broski?
Not much.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Major World Order Podcast, where it's just two... Swizzle sweet.
Yeah, you know, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, all at Major World Order, patreon.com/Major World Order. Those are the places to check us out when you're not listening to us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we're just getting prepared for Live 19.
Oh baby.
It's week of. If you're listening to this as it drops, it'll be day show one. Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Husvar is going to be having moons over Miami at Denny's.
Oh, Denny's.
When this drops, yeah.
I haven't been to a Denny's in forever.
Denny's in Vegas.
Yeah, that's like a while.
I heard you and Gravina are going.
That was nine live shows ago.
Or is he going to make you a turkey sausage wrap?
I get those at Dunkin', the wake-up wraps, yeah. The turkey sausage. It's good.
A little jalapeno cheese.
Oh.
No jalapeno
cheese. Drizzle.
They have that? Good.
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, they don't have that at Dunkin'.
I don't know. Gravina seems to be like, we're in our little group chat. I see you guys were, I never respond, but I always see you guys. They're always talking about X-Men and beef jerky, so I figured I would
share. Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
What a combo.
It's a great combo.
Yeah. So what's the one, the latest one? He said Billy can't have any at the bottom. So.
Oh, the Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's got a Guinness.
Yeah, but like when you cook it, it does.
Billy's like, I can bite.
The alcohol's not in it.
Right. Yeah. He's like, hey, well, I didn't boil that. Once you start soaking it in the meat and the meat starts doing its thing, it ain't going to have the alcohol in it anymore.
I don't know. Might be like drunk and...
So I'm gonna get chicken off of beef jerky.
Yeah, yeah. Off you have of enough of it.
Ravina's beef jerky.
It's Guinness too.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
But yeah. So anyway, just getting prepared for the show, and I got my suitcase packed up pretty much. I think I got pretty much everything I need, everything I plan on taking.
Do you have any extras in there? Some stuff you might need to get signed?
Me? No, actually, no.
No?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I do. But it's nothing that I'm taking that because it's because I know of a secret guest or something.
Right.
I am taking my... My SmackDown replica championship
For Matt and Ryan,
the tag team belt.
Yes,
for Matt and Ryan.
Sorry, the tag one. Yeah,
you don't have any of them on it, right?
Correct. The original tag one.
Now, are you gonna have them sign the front or the back?
Oh, I'm not a backer.
Yeah, I'm not either.
You don't want it. You don't want the autographs on your belly. You want it out.
I would do it on the front.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people do that, you know.
Personally, I would just for my own personal reasons, I would have it on the back just to, you know, it's kind of more personal to me that way. Like, you know what I mean? Because if I had them displayed in a case, I wouldn't want a bunch of autographs all over them, you know. But
sure.
But then again, I do like the idea. Are you just having Matt and Brian?
That would be it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm assuming you're going to do Ryder and Hawkins, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you did the other way, it'd be kind of.
That's how I did my raw, the like Roman plate looking one, the red. I have, you know, I did it.
The one that you hit me in the face with.
I knew it.
In the elevator. Yeah, another Gravina story.
Oh.
Oh. Still got a little mark on my face. You see it right there.
Oh, I can see a tear too. Oh. It's the world's smallest violin playing just for you.
Anyway. Tell them about your title belt.
Yeah.
Yes, I got it.
It's cool. It's awesome. It smells like broccoli.
It what? You smell like broccoli. It has it has their signatures are done in their colors from the gear they wore in that match. So are you gonna do it in that way, Billy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So I'll have left side Hawkins.
Yep.
Right side doing left? Ryder. Because, you know, you read left to
Hawkins
right.
Hawkins and Ryder.
Yeah. Hawkins won the match. So I would have him and then Matt secondary.
Right.
Yeah. I'll have Brian sign it in like a light blue. Because that was the accents he was wearing. And Matt was like a lightish kind of purple.
Yeah.
That was the accents he was wearing. And they were both wearing black gear, but that was their... you know, secondary colors. So that's my plan with that.
I have paint pens. I'm bringing like the whole entire thing. So pick out, cool. I have two different purples. So,
okay. Awesome.
Feel free.
So yeah, that's my plan. And, you know, for me with the belts, like getting them signed and, you know, we've talked about this a little bit recently and, you know, for me anyway, like I have a specific idea of who I want on it. And then that's it. You know, it's pretty much just like two people.
Yeah,
The people that like to get like everybody that's held this championship at that point, you kind of have to start getting it on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But I also, I, it's not for me, but I also like kind of what you're saying too, Jake, like the presentation side stays the same.
Yeah, right.
But you still have like that meaningful aspect on the inside.
Right. Sure.
It's kind of like an Easter egg.
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I would say no, but I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of a, like, what's one of your early 90s favorite tag teams?
Oh, boy. I mean, early 90s?
Oh, actually, no. I have a perfect. Okay. I got something.
The Beverly Brothers?
No.
I mean, that's.
But no, I'm going to move up a little bit. I'm going to go a little bit later.
Okay.
All right, so let me. This is specifically for Billy, and then I'll ask you, Andrew. So let's say you go to the show, you're hanging out, and you know, Matt and Brian both sign the title for you. You're good to go. Now Billy's walking back to his hotel room, and he's got the title, and that's all he has on him. Who's walking down the hall? But the New Age Outlaws, and they just happen to have a paint pen in their hands. You're miles away from you just realized you're in the wrong hotel.
Now, oh, no.
You know, I mean,
we're at the WrestleCon hotel.
You're never going to see these guys again. They're like, hey, you want us to sign your belt for you, Billy? What do you do?
Are you having them sign it?
I tell them to suck it.
Oh, shit.
No go on the belt, huh?
Well, one, they never held that.
Right. Belt. I know.
But
it's kind of like in Step Brothers when, what's his name? Will Ferrell had that samurai sword.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And he's like, you got it. The guy from American Idol. Randy Jackson. Yeah. Oh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. No.
He'd be like, just sign my back. I'll have him tattooed when I get home.
No.
All right.
I do need Road Dogg's autograph, but I only need them each on like, one thing, and I already got Billy Gunn's.
Yeah.
It's my WrestleMania 31 poster because they were in that, you know, kind of DX NWO match.
Yeah, with Sting and all that.
Yeah.
So what anyway. About you, Andrew?
Same scenario.
Yeah, but you got your Raw title and you're walking down the hall. And
who would be the two?
Okay, for you.
It'd be harder maybe for you to.
Let's go with, what was their name?
FTR.
Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Did they have the red?
Team Angle.
No. That was
no.
That's a little.
If they would have had the championships, it probably would have been the one I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I know. I'm trying to think of something.
Right, like, right.
It would have to be
World's
like,
Greatest Tag Team is what they were called.
Okay, what about Brothers of Destruction? Kane and Undertaker for you, Andrew.
So it would be a pass because...
Really?
Well, on that title, on that red title or whatever.
Yeah.
Granted,
that's all you have that, and but, you'll never be able to get them again.
Yeah. Well, considering I already met Kane and I have my ultimate signed and then I have an ultimate ready for Undertaker to get, you know, to sign when, mm-hmm. you know, one day yeah. I would pass because, you know, the belt, I got it signed in the colors right. that they wore. So it kind of is like yeah. customized yeah. to that moment.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's a
right,
major
right.
moment belt. So oh, yeah. if I had two and it was like the title that they had. You
but
know,
it wasn't like I guess what I'm no. trying to get to is
would it have to be the title that they had.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, you know, Hulk Hogan signing an Intercontinental Championship or something. You know what I mean? Just
like Hulk Hogan signing a 24/7 championship, like something yeah. that he's never even right. like been touched. Around or touched.
Right.
Like, yeah, yeah. No, like I'm not yeah. doing that. It's stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
In my opinion.
But I'm just saying if the opportunity, that's all you had. Would you
no.
do that?
Nothing.
I would maybe wait. Ask for a picture.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, can I get a picture with you?
No way, brother.
Or sign my program. Or
that doesn't work
like
for
that.
Me, brother.
Only,
but you don't have a program.
You got a 24/7 title.
I mean, but I'm gonna get the program
the
on
the cruiserweight championship.
It's all up, down championship.
All hypothetical.
Yeah,
but no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No,
I would. Yeah, I'd sell it.
You would, and then you'd
sell it. Because whatever title it is, it's worth more now because it's got an audio. I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah, but
I mean,
to mean? The right it's, person,
it's gonna
sure.
be, yeah, it's going to be hard.
I mean, because then if you, well, it is, but it also isn't because, like, okay, let's just go Hulk Hogan on 24/7 title.
Oh, my God.
That title is not worth crap. Now you got Hulk Hogan's signature on it. I mean, his signature alone's worth.
Yeah, but you could go to his beach shop and get like random WWE figures signed at his beach shop.
Right,
like,
but who has a 24/7? It's one of one now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying. If you
it is stupid. But if you package it right, it works. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, but so. Like I don't know. It just no.
I
know. It just makes
I
me
just,
cringe.
No,
it's like
I
a wasted signature.
It is. Yeah. No, I'm just making sure you guys are still collectors at heart and you're paying attention
of course.
To what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm gonna get like a Hasbro signed or like have yeah. something like planned. You know,
right.
something that means
yeah.
something to me. Like I'm gonna get an Attitude Era Taker. You know, signed.
Sure.
You know, that's yeah. what I loved or an 80 or yeah. an, you know 80s you know one from when I first saw as a kid and on VHS or whatever and like yeah. oh like it made me scared when he came out just like all those kids crying in the crowd you know when he first came out mm-hmm. in SummerSlam and everything like
yeah
no Survivor Series sorry is this mm-hmm. Survivor Series right was the egg
that he yeah
was the Google
yeah.
Yeah. yeah yeah I always mix
that it. Was 1990
that's yeah it's the alliteration.
Yeah,
Survivor Series, SummerSlam.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Sorry.
Royal Rumble.
Don't kill me.
In your house.
In your house.
yeah.
WrestleMania.
That new that new Monday Night War Undertaker is really nice. That's mm-hmm. definitely
it is pretty cool. Yeah.
I just actually picked one up from I think Jay Garcia mm-hmm. his name.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, Jay Garcia. He I bought stuff from him in the past, but he had an extra one and I know he's like one of the more short packed ones for the shelves. So the price was right. You know, 35 shipped is good on it. Like I'm happy to pay it. So
yeah.
I don't even want really the whole set, but I want to build that Lex Luger.
Yeah.
With the puffy shirt.
With the puffy
you know?
Shirt, yeah.
Yeah. So you
the
know.
Seinfeld shirt.
Yeah. Austin Powers is sure.
Right.
But yeah, like that set, like I really do want to like get all of them, like mainly for the Build-A-Figures, but it's like some right. of them I don't even like really like need, but they're still cool because that's like the era that I like really grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you guys most excited for this week?
Oh, man. For me, probably The two things I'm excited for, probably the live show, because I always look forward to that.
Sure.
That's like a given at this point. And Joey Janela's Spring Break, I'm excited for. The other thing Billy will probably get into, but if he doesn't, I'll say it. But yeah, Joey Janela's Spring Break to see Matt versus is it Blue Pain now? Did they? I think they changed the name.
They did, and this actually, people I think just didn't notice or forgot, which is fine. But this actually it changed months ago.
Yeah.
But so regardless,
Why didn't they just change it to the Big Blue Machine?
So I think
that my opinion would have been smarter.
The theory is because with Bloodsport, they announced a couple of WWE people are going to be on it, which is pretty big.
But the theory is incorrect. Like I said, it changed months ago.
Yeah, no, I know. But yeah, well, I mean, unless they were planning to do that months ago too, have Shayna Baszler like come in. I don't know.
No.
But that was the theory, was that because she came in, or they were using WWE people on a GCW show, that they had to like compromise. But I guess that's not true.
No, he changed his Twitter handle like right when all like the popularity of Blue Kane came out, like however many months ago this was.
It's a while ago. Yeah.
Right. Like, it was shortly after, because he started getting all this attention, that it changed to Blue Pain way back then.
Yeah. Interesting.
And is it P-A-N-E?
No, it's P-A-I-N.
So you spelled it right.
Yeah.
Idiot.
He's wearing a Blue Kane outfit. I know. So why, it's like,
dude, he's wearing the Big Blue Machine. That's, I mean.
Maybe he couldn't.
Blen Blakeobs.
Blue Cups.
Blizek Yankum.
Blizek.
All right, we gotta stop.
Bleasel.
But
Blake Bleasel.
Ew.
Fake Diesel.
Oh
yeah. I'm excited for that.
We're all stupid. Come on.
That was the worst.
and then I think it's Danhausen and Ram Machido versus, was it Nick Gage and Maki Ito? I'm excited for that
Maki Death Kill.
Death Kill, yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, those are probably the two biggest things. And then let's see if Billy says the other thing I would be excited for, but we'll let you go.
Oh, the other thing that you would be excited for this weekend, meeting Chelsea, going and getting pictures with Chelsea.
I mean, I'm going to try, but yeah. I mean, no, it was getting to experience your first time at ECW Arena.
Yeah.
So going to get a picture at the mural in the bathroom.
Because Brian and Swoggle are wrestling there.
Yeah.
I need both of you in front of that together.
Yeah.
I want a custom 4x6 just for me of you two, and I want it autographed.
Okay, we could do that.
That's what I want for my birthday.
We got to. You want middle fingers in them, or what do you want?
Whatever you guys want. Anything and anything goes, and I mean anything.
I could piss on the mural. No, I never do that.
I almost said something.
That would be a very ECW thing.
It's true.
True that.
But no, I mean, yeah, same answers to a certain degree. Taking part in the live show, always love those. It's the main reason why I'm going. And
right.
And, going to GCW to watch Matt. He's going to have a pretty awesome entrance.
Ooh. Well, originally it was going to be for that contest, right? If they hit the right tiers, it was going to be a major mark, but it didn't hit the tiers. So I can only imagine what it's going to be now.
So that going and seeing Brian and Swoggle at the ECW thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, finally, it's funny. Someone who, for a long time has become a pretty good friend, and I've still never, ever met the guy in person, is John Gravina.
Oh, Oh yeah. Well,
being able to finally see and hang out with him.
That's right.
You know, so I'm looking forward to that. And of course, everything else.
I met him before I really knew who he was. Cause that was when we went to Philly. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I didn't realize until like
right
later, you know, a little bit.
He was wearing a mask. Remember when we first saw him, when he was setting up the table and he's like, oh yeah, Matt's cousin Gravina. And we're like, oh shit. Like,
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But that was just kind of like, oh, and then, you know, but then
it was quick. Like, it was super
hey,
quick.
Man.
I started running into him at the Impact shows when I would start going there for 2300 Arena, and you know, he'd meet up with like Eamon and everything. Mm-hmm. And we started hanging out at that.
That's awesome.
That's good fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, all the people, you know, have never had a chance to meet, hang out with, you know, I think Chris Wayne is going to the show.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to meet him. And
oh, hell yeah.
He just, you know, is always just the nicest guy. And
he's the best.
He's not allowed to go to any show that I'm at.
Okay. Why?
Well, in case there's a chance that the Major Fitness Challenge comes back. And because he's cheating. I know he's using
IcoPro. No, he's not.
He's using IcoPro.
IcoPro.
I can tell. I was just like,
did you see?
Shredded, man.
Did you see he wore Becky Lynch was Seth doing a book tour and he wore a Seth Rollins suit?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love it. It's so fun.
Yeah. He, like, his outfits are just like,
they're on point.
Oh, dude. They're like perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could just dress up like that all the time and just do stuff.
You could.
No, I don't have abs.
Lots of people do.
I was going to say, I don't have abs like that, but I don't.
You could be
abs
like the Dusty Rhodes guy or the Macho Man guy who.
Well,
they're always at all these shows.
I mean, I've seen him pop up in random people's cosplay videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like outside of, you know, major stuff or whatever. Like I see him pop up from
Macho
time
Man
to time.
Guy?
No, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Right. So I'm saying that, like, maybe he's not quite that Dusty Rhodes or Macho Man guy, but he's like nearing.
Yeah.
To those, because I see him all the time.
Well, yeah, and like even
he
like,
was
I
in
know
that
he...
the chalk line commercial.
Yeah. Yep. Hmm.
What were you saying, Jake?
I don't remember. I was gonna say no. The like the Macho Man guy and the Dusty Rhodes. I mean, their outfits are good, but like with Chris,
they're another
legit.
Level.
His outfits are way better. Legit. I'm just saying that they're. Whatever you want to call it, form of stardom is
yes.
You know, up there. But and I think Chris's is like starting to
Because his is definitely top notch. I mean, some of the pictures he has, like the Razor Ramon, and then you know, that Shawn Michaels outfit, dude.
Oh, yeah,
I know Billy wants that for Christmas. Billy, what would it take for you to open up a live show in a Shawn Michaels outfit like that? With the assless straps and everything.
It wouldn't take much.
Yeah.
Well, there's still pants underneath the assless chaps.
Jake, what the
say heartbreak.
Yeah, you're the one.
Yeah. You're the one being a freak.
Being weird about it.
Yeah.
They're assless chaps.
I know.
They really are. You think he's gonna go fucking ass
I
out
hope
in
not.
Front of the crowd?
I hope not.
That I would not do. If it made sense and the guys wanted me to do it, I would.
What if Billy had like a big old saggy ass? Just hanging out.
Like hitting the floor.
Oh my gosh.
Like mashed potatoes.
What a conversation.
Oh. 13
minutes
to
go.
Someone's gotta say.
And that's if things are on time. So by the way,
to
mention things, you know, so we talked about like the last recording of the month for us, which technically this is the first of the month, but whatever.
Yeah.
We would do kind of the watch along kind of thing, or the ride along of what the guys are talking about on their episode. But they are recording a bonus episode right now, talking about. So, you know, when Husvar, you started listening to these once you started like, you know, training and all that. But
oh yeah,
their stories, like the first time training, going through developmental, getting signed, mm-hmm. splitting, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, they made it all the way up till when they got fired. Now.
Oh, they're doing the extension?
They're doing Ooh. From when they got fired to now. Now.
Ooh, oh, yeah. I can't wait for that. I'm excited. Those are my favorite. I've listened right. to them like maybe it has to be like five times at this point. Like nice. At least. Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Awesome. They are recording that right awesome. Now, and then they will start recording the main episode. So it's later than usual for us. Right. Sorry, usually we're recording like right about the same time.
Right. But, yeah.
So we also were like, well, we're not going to go that late because
I got to get up early AF. Every
Jake
day.
Likes to go to sleep.
I was just freaking out about the rubber guy life. Stands.
Sorry. Oh, you like?
What, talk what, about it.
Yeah, let's talk about the. I'm gonna say something that you guys won't agree with, but I want to hear your guys' opinion first. Dong, Undertaker coming in, drop the lights.
Opinion on what?
What do you think of them?
Yeah,
the stand.
Yeah. Yes,
I think they're pretty cool. I like that you can adjust them so that they can fit like the bigger guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, he displays the gray one here. So, I mean, those are kind of those are the most like the original like stands they had, right? They were like
sort of they're gray.
They were gray. Mm-hmm. So I would go probably those over the black just to stay like
true,
you know,
to
keep
the...
it like retro, mm-hmm. you know, like these are the next version of that. So keep it gray. But I don't know. They're cool. They're definitely like I like that you can adjust them. I think that's my favorite part about it.
I mean, I think it's a good thing for people that want them. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would ever get them unless I just had the absolute worst time standing one up, and then I'm like, oh my! But I'm a leaner. Depends. I'll lean things if I have to, you know.
like I could understand if there's like you know, like say just for an example, like Andre, like if he's so you know he's so big, maybe the weight, you know, like if it's one like that where I have to.
Mm-hmm. but I don't know. I don't have like a huge opinion either way.
I definitely want to give credit that they're doing something that's functional to help with that. Like I'm all about stands and you know being able to you know keep your figures upright and all that, but my problem with it is, and I do like the fact that it's adjustable too, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I just for me personally it aesthetically it's taking away from the figure because it looks like two big old belt straps across the boot, you know, in a sense it is. And you know, yeah, if I think the black ones would look better because they'd be more hidden, but then if you get into a guy that has white boots or lighter colored boot, you know, it's going to stand out. And
but that's how it was back in the day when they had those stands. Sure. They looked like that.
Sure.
So that's what I appreciate about it is that it's like you get that retro feel like, oh, mm-hmm. these are what, you know, it was like back in the day.
Yeah. And I get that. I just, for me, I mean, and I get it. It works for, you know, the Jacks. It works for the big rubber guys. It works for the LJNs. I mean, it does work for all of them and that's cool. But I think I would have liked a simple hole in the bottom of the foot for a peg to go, you know, and then make a special stand for those. That's just my opinion. Because it's cleaner.
But I don't disagree.
You could have a big rubber guy logo like stand or even a major pod stand, you know, like just a square or a round stand. It just has the little logo in it and boop, you could print off a bunch of them and do them in different colors and, you know, and they could be multifunctional for all kinds of different. Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean,
I think it would have a hard time staying on a peg because they're so rubber. Heavy and the rubber, you know, softer.
Well, but the thing
it
is,
would it slide
it,
out.
It'd have to be a bigger peg. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if the hole was bigger and the peg was big, you know, I'm not talking about just a little nub. I mean, I'm talking a good size, you know, maybe, I don't know, but it's, you know, it's also one of those things too, when you actually have it in hand, it might be like, okay, this is a lot better. You know, just from what I saw, I just, that to me is just aesthetically, it took away from it. But, you know, but realistically, if I was collecting big rubber guys, I'm not even going to lie, even though I don't like the way they look, I would still buy them because I would, because, you know, you're always going to have at least one that's not standing properly or something. And I can't have a leaner, you know, so
I've been lucky that the three that I have don't have a problem standing,
right?
But I've seen others that do.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. So,
I get it.
I would personally, I would buy them. And yeah, I would go all with the black. You know, I understand Andrew's point, you know, doing gray, staying true to the original. But, see,
and this is what makes it tough because they're not adjustable. But so, come on. Those are the originals.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They don't have that deal little, over the top.
Yeah, right.
But I see a bunch of like these 3D printed ones that do.
Yeah, I think what the problem was with like the original ones was, yeah, they didn't have the strap or whatever, so they would pop out, like if they leaned back, like the feet are sticking out of it.
It would
like,
still fall over.
Through time, like that hole is probably going to get, you know, with heat or whatever, it's probably going to expand, so it might not fit as snugly anymore or might damage.
And the other thing is, you know, when you're sliding that figure in, you're literally scraping the paint off the sides of it too, you know, off the sides of the boots, which that's not good.
Well,
and we all know how LJNs have held up with paint over the years.
That would make me nervous with the strap thing over the top too. You push that in, is it going to be scraping against, you know,
it might be like, I'd have to look at it, but it might be like, not like a thin, like sharp, it might be more like rounded and more like smooth. Yeah. So it doesn't damage it, you know?
Yeah. interesting. Sorry, no, something came up.
Something suddenly came up.
Yeah.
Something came up. Ooh, what but, you drinking, Messy?
Oh yeah.
Excuse me. I'm having water with a little splash of this Mio vitamins flavoring, and it's the orange tangerine flavor.
Very nice.
Supposedly what kind of tastes like Ecto Cooler.
Oh, okay. I remember iced you guys were talking Ecto about Cooler. That.
And it kind of like does.
It's awesome.
You know, like a more watered down version, of course. Like it's not sugar. This doesn't have any sugar in it.
Nice.
It's like the, I don't know, stevia in it or whatever, but.
Nice.
So well,
I'm drinking water, and this is the, I mean, I'm going to be honest, that you just crack your neck.
Yeah.
That sounded delicious.
It's pretty nice.
Probably, honestly, like the last 3-4 months, I think I've literally had at least one drink every day, like every day. So,
of alcohol?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you having like a drink of water every day? I have my one drink.
No, I normally drink like 10 waters a day.
Right.
But no, it was, I don't know, man. I was just like, dude, I got a problem. So like last Wednesday, I was like, I didn't have one. Thursday, I didn't have one, but Friday I did. And I, you know, Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to try to just drink on the weekends now.
Yeah.
Nothing specific. Idea. I mean, you know, just normally I would just come home, you know, have a beer or two. Well, you know, nothing crazy, but
it's it's not like you're constantly getting out of hand and like sloshed every single day or whatever.
They say it's good to have like, I mean, at least I know like they say to have like a glass of red wine a day because it's good for your heart and
cleaning
out your veins and arteries. Mm-hmm. So
it's
good to have one. And they always say in moderation. Moderation's always you know, just a little bit, you know, just don't go crazy.
Yeah. So, but you know, just don't need it, you know, and don't want to get dependent on it either. So you're just trying to chill out a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I feel you.
That.
It's good.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a little tea break every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So we'll see how long this lasts.
Yeah. Let's see. Still no episode coming up yet. Hey, that might end up just being
a hangout.
It did just come up.
Oh.
But it is the very, very
they're gonna be doing the intro and stuff. So,
and more than that, they're, you know, setting up the show. And honestly, like this is the kind of stuff that we can't show.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, it would be violation of showing off the ultimate perks.
Exactly.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. Unless you guys don't tell on us. I'm kidding.
We could always I know. Just end up talking more about our anticipation, you know, if they end up starting late.
Yeah. And it'll be a big episode tonight too, because they're going over the Hall of Fame, the wrestling figure Hall of Fame reveals.
Awesome. Nice.
You know, so, you know, a panel of people all voted and,
it's all tallied up, ready to go
up. And then of course, Matt had his big surprise at AEW.
Yeah. I got to watch it live.
Adam Copeland. Yep.
That was awesome. I would like to talk about that too when you get
caught up. Yeah, I would love to talk too.
Yep, for sure. But yeah, that's I don't know. Go ahead and what were you gonna say about just anticipation for things coming up or anything that you bought got this week? How about some of that kind of stuff?
Oh man, what didn't I get? I'm just kidding.
dude, he bought tartar sauce this week.
Yeah, I did. I had to buy Jake's for your sister, Ken's tartar sauce, but like the giant like vat of it or whatever. I guess it's like a New England thing. And I know I used to order it all the time when I was working in restaurants. So I know like it's up here for sure. But I guess they don't sell it like as much as I thought anymore, or it's only at like restaurant depots or something. So I ordered from Amazon and then I sent it to his sister, and I'm glad it didn't explode because that thing was like kind of beat up when I got it. And I was like, oh shit.
Well, yeah. Was there a dent in it when you showed me
the picture? I was like, yeah. They sent it in like a box. Like it was just in a box. There's no packaging or anything inside. Like, and I'm like, oh shit, I hope this doesn't explode like on the second, you know, wave of it. But I guess not. I put a lot of packing supplies in it. So
awesome. Well, thank you, man. Definitely appreciate it.
No problem. I mean, I got a lot of figures that I kind of for these WWE signings, for the free ones that they're offering. I just ordered a couple of figures here and there that, you know, some are arriving on time, some aren't. Or we'll see. But those came, actually my Chelsea's came.
Nice.
They're awesome. They came out amazing in my opinion, besides the one little thing that we discovered with her.
Which people have been finding out too.
So, yeah. Jake, you saw, right? On her shush, you know, finger.
She has the tattoo.
She has a tattoo of shh.
Yes.
And the regular one has it. But the chase doesn't.
Oh.
On one of mine, because I got three, I like took a picture of them. On one of them, there's like a little black mark, but it's on the wrong finger. So I don't know like what happened with that. Hmm. But
well,
and it's not, you like know, you can I was swap the hands either.
Right.
Exactly. And so I was looking at this when I got my figure today. Same thing. The one in the orange gear has it. The one in the blue gear does not. And I was like, well, how would they miss that?
Wait, you mean opposite?
Right.
Blue gear has it. Orange does not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, did you get the one that?
No. I mixed it up.
Damn.
no. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they both have different paint on these hands.
Right. Yeah. The orange or the blue, right? Yeah.
Right. So one of the deco hits had the blue with the shush, orange. They forgot to put the shush on there.
So it's like a mixed match kind of a deal.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. But other than that, it's like, it's awesome. Like the gear looks really good. Like the tie dye effect kind of, I don't know if that's what you call it, but
that's what it's supposed to be.
And the hat looks great, you know, and the, you know, her face looks just like her.
Right.
I would say. And the skirt too.
The skirts are really nice.
It's a nice material. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I think it was actually Brian that mentioned this a little while ago, and it was that Ultimate Asuka with the soft goods coat. That it's just like, it's incredible. Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, duh, Mattel makes Barbie.
Right.
Right.
They better have a department that, you know, and I'm sure it's not the same department, you know, that right. does wrestling well, the, and whatever, but they have but never, the yeah, technology they, to well, be able to do this.
The movie one, the roller skating one, she wears that like 80s, like 90s, like, you know, roller skater outfit sure. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they made a doll of it. So, and it looks, you know, great. So they, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They should be able to right. do it.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, the skirts on it are great. And like, just like real full. And like, mm-hmm. I say that like, maybe it shouldn't seem
as odd fluffy
or no, nothing like that. It shouldn't seem like that big of a deal that it would be. But, and this isn't knocking anything at all, but, you know, some of us have those Threadheads ones.
Right. Yes.
And those are cool.
Yeah, they are.
There's nothing wrong with them. They get the job done completely. But mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, this is what it's like when you have like the real, you know, mass marketed version.
Right.
So I was just... because I already had a version of it, having this new one was like, okay, I'm pretty impressed with this.
Oh yeah.
Skirt,
I agree.
Wedding tail dress thingy. And the other thing that I thought was cool, and I maybe just never picked up on it or noticed, but, when you take the hat off, you start to notice that like, she's got like braids and stuff molded into her hair.
Oh really?
Oh, wow.
I noticed.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, it's like awesome. It's like if you're not really paying attention, you may not notice. It just looks like, you know, long hair. But like, yeah, when I really looked, I'm like, oh, like I said, it's got, you know, like braids going down like the sides of her hair.
I'll have to look when
a couple.
Yeah,
know, that's couple. So cool, though.
Yeah. And I'm like
such a little like detail that, you know, if you're not really up on it. That's I love when they do stuff like that.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool.
Very cool.
The other thing that came in that was pretty amazing were the Heels and Faces Zombie Sailor toys, the Marks and the Todds, right? Yep. Todd Pettingale. Mm-hmm. Both versions of Mark and the Todd. Billy's displaying it now for those who aren't on our video tier. You know, subscribe if you want to see. But it's an incredible figure. Both of them are. I mean, but that blue suited, you know, the classic Mark Sterling look is just incredible. And to finally have a Mark figure to be, you know, like proud of. And I mean, they're all great that we've got.
Well, yeah.
Like, this is like him, you know.
Right. You know, it's this kind of thing's been talked about before. You know, we all have, slightly different definitions of, you know, what a figure is and whatever. And, you know, Mark started with the Micro Brawlers, which are awesome. Uh-huh. Sure. They're not really, truly, they're not play, action figures.
Right. It's more of a, they're like a miniature statue that's like rubber kind of.
Right.
Like, you know, and, I mean, they're cool. Yep. They're cool. Yep. Super cool. But.
And then you get the Bendies.
Right.
And
you can play with them.
You can play with it. But look, it is what it is.
Right.
You know, this is the first official articulated. Well,
the bell to bell.
Oh yeah, you're right. I didn't think about the bell to bell,
but his head wasn't the same as the refs or whatever.
Yeah,
like a repaint, basically.
I don't know,
but yeah, it wasn't his own. Like this is the first real
head
to toe,
full
action figure.
Yes,
and there's nothing wrong with the bell to bell. I enjoy it.
No, every day. And you know that's purposely meant to be a cheap bootleg.
It's supposed to be like that, right?
Right. So, like, you know, this is, you know, it's the next step in the evolution of a figure.
Yes.
You know, and Danhausen, like, he even said the same thing because he had kind of the same trajectory in a sense of, you know, Brawlers, then Bendies, and then a zombie.
Yeah.
And it wasn't till he had his, you know, his AEW Jazzwares, like.
Right.
You know, he said like he was very appreciative of all those ones that he got.
Yes.
They're all real toys. All
great.
But that one was different because like this is an actual, truly manufactured figure that you can get in a store.
Right.
Right.
That's the key.
Yeah.
And so this Hills and Faces is incredible.
It's incredible. Yep.
Hopefully one day we do get that official like
gear.
And I really don't know, not gear. Like I don't want this to sound like it's knocking any of these companies.
Right.
But I hope one day we get that official, like, this is a lack of better terms, real toy company figure.
Yeah. And you don't mean that disrespectfully by any
means. No. It's obviously
big bucks.
We all know what it is.
Heels and Faces, obviously, you know, Zombie is putting out real figures. He is a real toy company now. I am not saying that at all. You know, Major Bendy's, they are a real figure company.
Right.
But I think they all would understand to a certain degree as well. Like,
oh yeah, when you get a big box Walmart Target figure you could find on Pegs, it's another feeling as well.
Right.
And I get what you're saying.
You know, like these marks, it's 1200 for the blue one, and then 500 for like the purplish grayish one.
Yeah, the gray.
That's less than 2000 figures.
Right, that's insane.
The big box would be 30,000 or you know whatever those numbers are. I'm not exactly sure.
Right. 10 times the amount. Easy.
Right. So yeah. Anyway, it's
great.
Incredible.
It's a great figure. I haven't opened mine yet, and I can't wait to get mine signed. You know, I really want
to. I'm
he's going to be there for live.
Well, I know that. I'm not, I mean, a lot of people know like how I operate. You know, I am not much of a Lucy guy. Mm-hmm. And all the way up until today, when I got these figures, like I was going to rip them all open. And that one of 500 sticker.
I know.
And I have this one. I have this one loose that I can just properly display.
Yeah.
I'm keeping mine in box too, Billy.
I don't know if I need to open that one.
I bought just one of that one. I got three of the regular suit because that's going to be like, you know, the big, you know, the one I get. That's like his main suit pretty much. So, but yeah, that one of 500, I just got one of it. I'm like, I think I'm going to keep it in the box and be like it'll be like my Chase AEW. Like, you know, quote unquote figure.
So I haven't opened in, not that I have many chases, but I haven't opened any of my AEW chases either. So
I did for my doubles.
I just remembered I bought an action figure.
Who you what?
What?
Tell the story.
Let's check in.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I just remembered. I forgot. In fact, I need to check the
company. What figures? I need to know.
Well, there's only one that I'm currently collecting,
Bendy's.
Which is Bendy's. Okay, so
you got more Bendy's.
Everybody knows that I bought the Joey Janela from Joey. That was the deal. And then so we were, I just spoke with him literally right before we came on. It's supposed to be here in 2 days. So today's Monday as we're recording, so it's supposed to be here Wednesday, but. We were discussing Bendy's last week, and we got on the topic of
the bloody ones.
Oh, well, God. We were talking about that too, but
what the heck's happening?
No, so Billy, you had actually kind of came up with this idea.
Oh, it's Billy's fault
for the Colt Cabana FWO.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I got the whole figure.
Oh, okay.
So, good buddy, Jeff Montalvo.
He was
very, very kind. He really is. I mean, he's gifted so many amazing things to people, including myself already, which he gave me that one of 500, you know, Giant Gonzalez, the real fur, which I'm forever grateful for that. But he said, hey, man, just, you know, send me your address and I'll send it to you because, you know, I don't collect. There was only a few guys he actually collects. And he had it. And I was like, as much as I would love to have a free figure, there's no way that's happening. Like, I gotta pay sports somehow. So he's like, just cover the shipping. So, you know, I still feel bad about it. You know what I mean? I mean, it was like, dude, you know, he did not have to do that at all, but, very, very kind of him to do. So that should be coming here in a couple of days. So it also got me thinking too, well, now I'm going to have two Colt Cabanas and, you know, I mean, obviously one's going to get hung up, but I'm going to have that other one because I need to take the shell off to swap the shells.
Right.
And then I got that tan mat.
Yes.
So I thought about it. What am I going to do? Because I'm going to technically have two Lucys, right?
Oh.
What?
I have an extra mat box if you want it.
Mm.
I was going through my stuff. I don't mean to throw a wrench in your cog, but...
No. A wrench in my what?
A wrench in your cog. You know, like a cog on a clock.
What the fuck is a cog?
Like a gear. Like,
you know, a cog. Gear?
Do I look like a watch cobbler to you?
That's a shoe.
That's why I said watch, because I don't know what
and gears and cars.
Listen.
You're using a lot of big words right now.
I'm going to look like Johnny Rolex.
Everyone always tells me I'm dumb. I'm trying to show I'm not.
I do my killing before breakfast, 7 o'clock.
I don't mean to poop in your cereal. No, do you want me to say it like that?
No, that's okay, because what I was going to do, I was actually going to take them to work and display them on my desk loose.
Oh, okay.
But
well, I was going to say you should take the non-tan one, because it's technically wrong.
It doesn't have a non-tan
one. I don't have a
non-tan. Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
I got the deathmatch signed.
Oh.
No. Okay. I got the bag tan mat.
Yeah. Yeah, I could give you a box for it.
Box me, baby.
Oh, unless you want it for your desk.
No, I just have a brilliant idea. What if
I have another tan mat? Right.
Thinking caps on, fellas and ladies. So in my sneaker closet, this is where I have my signed bendies, right? People we've had on the show.
Oh God.
My gym in the garage has no figures. And I also have like all this extra major pod like posters and pins and all this stuff. I was thinking about hanging up and doing something like that. What if I set a rule for myself? Bendy's under $10, I'll buy it. And that
could, God. Do you know how many that's going to be?
There's a lot.
There's going to be a lot that you can get for under $10 at some point.
That's what I'm saying.
So why don't you just start getting them then? If you have another, get them.
I have another idea.
Okay. I like your ideas because they seem to work for me.
Someone else. I've noticed other people doing this, but since this is specifically FWF packaging, I think maybe you should consider getting the yellow FWF championship for Colt to wear inside of the... It's not a big thing you need to do.
Is it going to fit in the box?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like I just said, I've seen other people doing it.
Oh, okay.
How do I get one of those?
They're on majorbendies.com.
Are they?
Oh, they're available now? Still? Oh,
I'm pretty sure. Sold are they my favorite price of free?
Doubtful.
Would they be under Major Bendies? Yeah, they are available. You get the purple and the yellow. 15
all the things
bucks.
I said. Yep.
Sorry.
Ooh, so I got to get the yellow one. And then technically
if anyone knows,
it's a two-pack.
It's going to be me because I have to go on these sites every single day.
Can you give me your discount code?
I don't have a discount.
You
code.
Lie.
I wish I did. I don't.
Oh, man.
It's only $15 and it's two. Unless you want to see if somebody has like an extra one in the group.
Or you can do that. And so if we ever do end up having like Heath on or something, he's the interstate champion.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that belt is made. So
I have
I'm
an
sure
extra.
You can find
that
somewhere.
I have extras.
So all things to consider. Let's finally see what these guys are talking about.
Billy's
right
like, let's get moving.
Jesus.
He's like, fuck.
All right, here we go.
Fave explanation right. Of this whole thing.
After we just did
we're both wearing ECW hats.
It's better than you, Brian, told him when I had diarrhea.
Oh, well, what was I supposed to do? I 37. I
wait a minute. What? That's what happened?
So to me, this is ridiculous. I'm leaving thing was so not believable and stupid, even though that's what Broski really wanted to go with. I'm like, people kept me like, where is he? Is he coming down? I said, yeah, he's just got diarrhea. I said, I think he's down a little bit. I told about 40 people that throughout the day. Because what am I supposed to do?
Hang tight.
Yeah.
I didn't let many people know about my plan to fly to Detroit to get the car to drive to London, Ontario. Brian knew.
Oh, wow. He drove.
Did you tell Knick?
Knick did not know. I did not tell him unless Brian did. I told my wife. I told Nick Nemeth.
So what did you tell Knick when you just weren't going to see him the next day?
I didn't tell him anything.
He just thought he would see you at your table and you woke up, went to the
You just thing. Left.
I guess. I don't know. You got to ask him, pal.
I just think.
He didn't know?
The excuse that Matt Cardona would willingly leave a convention and not make money is so not believable that you should have just.
I
think this is a good spot.
Yeah.
To take a little break.
Yeah.
Husvar, tell us about your day Saturday.
Okay. So I went to the Becky Lynch book signing in Connecticut by me. And then, you know, I'm checking my phone like while waiting in line. It was like a 3-hour wait in line. And then eventually I see this post from like Squared Circle Expo. I guess the owner or the promoter, I don't know who, I don't remember, but yeah. He said something like Matt like left the show and like he was pissed at Matt and that he was never having him come back to the thing. So I was like, oh shit, like did something like happen? But then like, you know, my wrestling brain kind of kicks in and I'm like, for Matt to leave, yeah, exactly like they were saying, like for Matt to leave that show and not like make merch money, like is kind of big. So
sure.
I kind of thought like, so what shows are going on this weekend? You know, is there another show? Like, is there something bit, like a big wrestler that he, you know, is doing like a challenge, something? So then I'm like looking, I'm like, the only thing going on right now is that Adam Copeland, the Copes open challenge. So I'm like, he's in Indianapolis. I mean, it's not like super far from it's mid, you know, Midwest, but it's that flight to Canada's iffy.
It's the bottom of the country.
I know, but still like, you know, if you want, you could just hop on a plane and go. But like, still, it's like pretty big. It's like, well, plus it's to Canada. It's another right. country.
Right.
So it's like, you know, so that was like where my doubts were. But I'm like, it's possible. And I'm like, Tony Khan money, you know, Tony Khan will fly people out. So, and then we're watching. I tuned in because I was like, okay, you know, it could happen. And it was the first match of the night. So I'm like, okay, good. Like, I don't have to wait too long. And then I heard that music hit and I was like, like freaking out. Just like when I saw it when he first, you know, debuted, I was like, oh, this is so amazing. Like, so I texted Billy and he's like, I'm at my in-law's house. Like, I'm like
trying to get on their TV, trying to, cause he never said, but he pretty much just like, so he had contacted me earlier and he's like, hey, do you think that this is possible? And I'm like, that's a pretty crazy travel day.
Yeah.
And as we just learned, and I didn't know this part,
he flies to
Detroit.
Yeah.
To then drive up to Canada.
So
it makes the most sense.
So Andrew kind of figured this out before it actually happened.
Yeah.
While it was happening.
And I was like,
oh, that's crazy.
I was like, man, it's possible, but that's
it's an opportunity. Tough.
I was leaning kind of towards, I don't know. And well, so he texts me later and he just, I think all he writes is, fuck. I know what this means. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm going to go try and get on the TV. They don't have the live TV that I need. I start downloading Hulu to my phone because I have live TV at home.
Yeah.
So I download Hulu and finally get on. And I'm like, Amanda, what's the password? She's like, it's saved in the password. Then I'm like, I don't have time for that. Tell me what the fucking password is. So
that's awesome.
The other
and there he was.
The other big thing too was like he was on Sam Roberts' podcast and Sam Roberts was kind of like, you know, putting it out there like picture this, you know, open challenge, you know, Matt Cardona, you know, Broski Boot comes in is what he said. Broski Boot all of a sudden comes in and, you know, you're attacking Edge. So he was talking about he's like, the premonition, you know, for it. But,
oh, funny.
But to see like get to see that teacher student.
Yeah.
You know, dynamic and
for sure.
The match was incredible. And I'm kind of, you know, based on some, was it Instagram comments too? It looks like maybe Brian could be next in the future.
I mean,
maybe that would be incredible.
Hopefully it's something that works out and they actually,
that'd be
you know,
sick,
it's so easy to go back and just continue saying Edge. But
I know
Adam
it's hard.
Copeland.
It's hard. Cope.
can, he would be the one to really have to push this and make it happen.
Sure.
And, you know, Adam posted this long thing talking about what it meant to him. And Matt came in and said, you know, I love you, man. Thank you, Brian. Because he mentioned Brian in it as well. And Brian said something like, you know,
like, thank you, love you.
Thank you. I'll always cherish, you know, something sentimental. Yeah. And then whatever. Edge. Adam Copeland. Whatever.
When's your turn?
Responds saying, so when do we dance?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yes. No. And I love that the Cope's, you know, Cope Open is like anyone could come in, you know, like it's awesome.
Yeah.
He's already wrestled.
The tough thing about it is immediately when the mat match ended, though.
Yeah. There was so many.
The lights went out. The lights
went out twice.
And
right.
And House of Black, Malakai Black attacked Sim. So he's like, Edge is in a storyline now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So maybe that happens, and then the Cope challenge
comes
open
back.
Challenge comes back. I don't know,
right?
But like, it ain't gonna happen next week or within the next 2 weeks or or whatever, because now he's in a program,
right?
So, man, I don't expect anything, but how great would that be?
It would be incredible. I think we'll get it eventually.
I do too, but you know what? I would love to do. I just think it would be cool to kind of incorporate everybody, just have that match with Brian and Adam where they're going at it. And Adam's kind of getting the best of them. And then all of a sudden, you know, Adam hits the ropes and somebody, you know, grabs his leg and it's the camera guy who is Matt, like, or, you know what I'm saying? Like something like that, you know what I mean?
Yes, but I think, and I don't want to take credit for this, I think I saw someone else say something along these lines.
Yeah.
House of Black is Malakai Black.
Yeah.
Buddy Matthews. Whatever he goes by now. Matthews?
Yeah. Buddy Matthews,
let me check if his
finger. And Brody King.
That's
three. Maybe Adam and Brian have a match, gets interfered with again.
Matthews.
And now we get Adam Copeland, Brian Myers, Matt Cardona against the House of Black.
That'd be dope.
Now,
okay,
he needs help.
That ain't gonna happen.
Because it were
man, that would rule.
Oh,
they'd be called the Copeds.
The Copeds.
Dude, you got
our
like,
heads.
Listen, text Matt that right now. Tell him I came up with that shit. And I
the Cope heads. The Cope heads. It's like the cone heads.
Oh, dude, that'd be
well,
so
you
good.
Change it. There, you made it more PG with the cone heads.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm trying.
That would be so good, dude.
But oh man, just seeing Matt do that was
it was incredible.
That's awesome.
The other cool thing was that his gear was the bendy minus the purple plaid. Yes,
and minus the crown.
And the
it's his death crown. King.
You just removed the crown. Blue. You're golden.
Yeah. Of course. Yep.
But it's that so you could kind of reenact, get an edge bend them and and you can reenact the match.
A little outdated, but I got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that it's just another one of those things I think within pod lore, you know, pod history, like you know, think about it, like when Matt and Brian won the tag titles at Mania, you know, 35, you know, we were all part of the group. We were all, you know, fans and
like hardcore, like this was our life took over.
Right.
I mean, lived
fresh.
And breathe. Dude, like I remember, don't get me wrong, I love the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. It has changed my life. I've met amazing friends and, you know, just
done whatever. Amazing things.
Yeah. I mean, things that I'm forever grateful for. But it's been so long, it's kind of the norm in a sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But dude, those old days, I loved I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, Major Wrestling Figure Pie. Oh, dude, I was on my phone on Facebook all day, you know, just like, ooh, you know, it was the best. I love it. But anyway, right. But no,
you know, it's just at that time, like, it was just like just this big celebration.
Yes. Right.
You know, and then like Matt.
Our guy won. You know,
Matt went in the GCW title.
Yes. Oh.
Just another just big harmonious time.
Yeah.
You know, now this, you know, it's huge things for the wrestling world.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just like it means just a little extra to so much of us in this community.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
we all feel a part of it.
Absolutely.
Right. To a certain degree, I'm sure.
Definitely, definitely. And I'll be the first one to admit this, and I've said it before, that I don't watch the current product. I don't even watch the old stuff anymore. Like, I just don't. I mean, you guys know my life is, like, insane busy. But, you know, I still have downtime here and there, and I can still do something. But, like, long story short, I got this new TV, and it's got, like, all these cool apps and stuff, and it has the Impact.
Like, TNA. Yeah.
Or TNA, yeah, the channel on it, but it also has
AXS.
Like, maybe.
Access.
I don't
know. Yeah.
Access. But it's like on all the time, but it has like the new stuff too, like the current stuff.
Yeah.
So I get to see Brian. Like I was like flipping, I was like, oh shit, Brian's on here, you know.
And he's on a lot now.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's got the tag titles and you know, his group and everything. And the system. And that was cool. And then you know, I wasn't aware that Matt was doing anything. And then I saw something in the group. AEW Collision, you know, Matt, whatever. And I'm like, what? And then I was like, was Matt on AEW? So I just YouTubed it and I found it. I was like, oh, shit. I watched it for breakfast or whatever. You know, it was cool. I was like,
then you sent the picture.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was like, dude, I was getting into it. I'm like, I haven't felt this way in a long time. And it was some of those old feels again. So it's nice to, you know. You got your guys, you know, they're back, they're doing their thing. And it makes me want to watch it and tune in. Cause like, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's, you know, and that's the fun part about it.
Well, and then, last night, so, you know, this was on Saturday. We're at the in-laws, we're watching, me and Amanda are watching on my phone, you know, kids are, you know, running around, Sunday after Easter ended, we're back home. Logan's asleep. She's like, you know, I kind of wouldn't mind like actually watching the match, seeing, you know, what the commentators are saying, the whole entrances, everything. And we went back and just like watched the whole thing because, you know, I've always been a big Edge fan. Like when my, you know, when Amanda, my wife, you know, started, you know, really watching with me, she really enjoyed him as well. So like, you know, it's Hogan, you know, is her favorite, you know, a lot of, you know, because of nostalgia, but, you know, Edge was one of like the main people that, you know, was, you know, new to her, you know, that she could watch every week.
Yeah.
So, you know, and she obviously knows the history with the Edge heads and all of that. And she's a fan of Matt and Brian, of course. And so like she feels it too.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of her top favorite wrestlers, Matt, you know, it was also very cool to like share that as a household as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. All right, let's any closing remarks on this before we move to whatever their next subject is?
No. I like it.
It was cool. It was a cool match.
Very cool.
All right. Let's see what's happening here.
I still always ready with my Deathmatch King stuff, but I feel like that
had to give you a lot of anxiety because
of course it did. Yeah. Of course it did, because you know me, especially with gear. And luckily, I packed stuff like just in case the gear didn't show up.
Are we
you know,
live?
Like something I would be comfortable wearing on
television. We're not live.
Oh, I was gonna say
it was.
Here we go.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Have the show. Great match. Like I'm on a natural high. I go to the London Hotel.
This is a real broski move.
Okay, they're still talking about this.
Yeah,
I know, but I would have just tapped out.
It's a big deal, though.
It is.
I go to the AEW book me in a London hotel. I get there, and I ask the guy. I literally check in.
London, Ohio.
I check into the hotel.
Ontario.
Ontario. I know. I screwed up. That's why I fixed myself.
Half hour? I have to be at the airport. My flight's at 6. So that means I have to be there at 5. It's a half hour away. I got to jump off a car. I'm like, and at this point, it's like almost midnight already.
Yeah.
And then I look at my flights. I'm like, wait a minute. My flight is London to Toronto to Orlando. Why is fucking drive to fucking Toronto now.
Yeah.
Book a fucking hotel and then just catch that layover.
How far was that drive?
It was like an hour and a half, and not too bad.
But I guess my thing is, how did you know that you could just catch the layover flight?
I had to call Air Canada and ask.
If you miss the first one, they'll cancel the second.
Yeah. I had to pay $50 to like re-credit it or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then I used Marriott points.
The horrors of traveling.
I'm tired. I'm not hanging out.
Okay. You didn't hear that part. That's kind of funny. So he says that he's getting ready to, he's like, well, let me get a hold of Mark and see what hotel he's staying at. And Mark says, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. I'm not hanging out.
Nice.
Funny. Well, I don't know. Dude. Okay. So someone said traveling. One of Husfar, did you say something?
Yeah, I said the horrors of traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man, that is, I think it's fun to be going around to, you know, all these different states and from place to place. And we're doing it, you know, every 2-3 months whatever.
Right.
Yeah. They're doing it weekly. Sometimes three daily. Times a week.
Yeah. Right.
I don't envy that part of it. You know, it's just like, man, just like him saying like, oh well, I couldn't just go to the next airport, like I have to call the airport and be like, can I do this and da 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 da.
Sure.
It's too much. I mean, that's the life, you know, you choose. Yeah. But man, that's a lot.
Yeah. I like it and I hate it and I love it. Like, you know, it's like, you know, I know I haven't really done it like the way these guys do it, but even like just going to like live shows or cons or or something, it's like, it's the thrill of like being out there, being on your own, like feeling free.
Yeah.
And like kind of just like, oh, I'm going to somewhere new or I'm going somewhere, you know, different than, you know, than like where I live every day. But it's like, oh, I got a, you know, I got a crying baby next to me that's throwing up and, oh, like, you know, like I have to shit my brains out and I have like a 3-hour flight and I'm not doing it in the bathroom. Like, you know, like just like stupid little things like that. But, you know, but it's all worth it in the end.
All right. Here's a fun part. Here's some.
Let's go.
Oh, well, they just moved off of that. Here's some figure. Oh,
a little bit of that Bray Wyatt documentary. He's just like always seems to be the guy in the ring.
I watched it. Very good.
Also, we have, okay, RVD. He finally got his unreleased figure. I love that he has all his figures on display. It's really cool.
Yeah, like, so you didn't watch the video, right?
I did not watch the video.
No, all right. 7 minutes.
Okay.
I can, maybe I'll just skip to get this out of the way. From
he calls me part. Matt Cordona, right?
He can't say your name properly, but he was struggling to remember your name, but then he pulled that one out. He never said Zack Ryder, which kind of shocked me.
Okay.
Then he's like, the other dude, and he's trying so hard, but he puts me over a bunch of times. He's like, he's cool ass dude, like, so I don't mind. And then he said, what I thought was like, because this weekend he signed this bad boy for me right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And just saw him.
I just saw him. Oof. Somebody, he must have filmed this.
I like that.
I think right before he left.
The magazine. Yeah, he's been getting all
that. He called me. He was struggling.
Nice.
And then he finally pulls out Curtis Axel. He goes, what was your WWE? Like Curtis. I said, Kurt Hawkins. He's like, Curtis Axel. And then you got to watch this video because he goes through like, I mean, he's trying so hard. It's awesome, but he doesn't, never comes fully yet. He says Curtis Axel. He's not sure. Props to man. And like you said,
it's awesome.
So. He says, it's Curtis Axel Rose. I don't know.
He tried.
He says Axel Rose.
At least he tried.
I think. No, he tried, and for sure. It's a fun video. So, so he shows off that he's been getting these magazines. Yeah. So there was like 6 to 8 ECW
there's not many.
Magazines.
I have a couple of them.
And what Brian decided to do was start collecting all of them and get them all signed because everybody is still alive.
Okay, so you said if there's 6 or 8, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He did the first one, or one of the first ones he showed. Well, the issue one is Taz.
Okay.
And I know issue 2, I think it's 2, is Dawn Marie
with
Lance Storm on one of them.
Lance Storm with Don Murray. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, here's the Taz one.
I have that one. Yeah, I have that
one. It's only $17.
Yeah, they're cheap. I mean, sometimes you can find them. Some of them, sometimes people be like, first ECW magazine, $80. But then you can like wait and
for like, yeah, like, yeah, here's one of Just Incredible for $75.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Those are cool though. Like,
if they're nice. Like, and they're in good shape. A lot of them are like in really good shape.
I mean, I honestly wouldn't even mind having a set like just framed like that. They look
good framed.
It's awesome.
Well, and you got to think too that like if somebody was a big enough fan, love that Shawn Michaels one.
That's a great
one. If someone was a big enough fan to get the ECW magazines, they were probably taking good care of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I grabbed two of issue one because it has a Francine poster and I ended up getting the poster signed. Right. She signed it for me. I'm actually planning on meeting RVD at WrestleCon this year myself. I have the, thanks to, J&J Figures. They hooked me up with a old San Francisco Toymaker ECW series one RVD that I'm excited to get signed.
Nice.
So, trying to fill out some more gaps.
Hell yeah.
Raven will be the other old San Francisco Toymaker ECW that it gets signed as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's the next thing going on.
Ooh, Power Town.
I don't know what's going on with that. All I know is it's fucking cool.
Yeah, so, same. I have nothing to add to it. But yeah, we know it's
title sweet.
So I don't know if that means if you order it, that's what you're going to get. I don't know.
Yeah, don't know the deets.
I don't know the deets.
I will tell you this. The TNA wrestling pre-order.
Those look good.
Yeah, they make TNA of those, too. That would be sick.
And those look fucking nuts.
They're sick. I've seen them all in full detail. They're sick.
I love it. You guys have anything else for follow-up?
I do.
All right. So they're talking about those
Remco.
I mean,
they're official not even Remco
style. It's Power, you company. Know, that Steve Rosenthal. Paul. He was the one that ran Remco. And so Power Town is doing official Remco figures. Yeah, it's the guy making them.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
I haven't pulled the trigger. I've thought about maybe getting Rock and Roll Express just to get one. You know, I mean, it comes in the pack.
Yeah.
I drove them, so I should probably get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have the bendy, but
yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'll think about it a little bit more, but do you what?
No, I was just thinking, like, why don't we have a Maven bendy yet?
It's being made.
Oh, is it?
It actually will be here pretty soon.
It went up for pre-order already, right?
Did it? I didn't even
see that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, like,
I couldn't remember if
it's
ordered.
It's going to be out in physical form soon.
Yeah. 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 It was with the
Dion. You already have Deanna.
No, I couldn't remember. You're trying to remember.
Oh, the pre-order was in November. Yeah. Why don't I remember this?
I think
because you weren't ordering shit at that time.
May might be when it comes out. It's Maven, Arn Anderson, Eddie Guerrero, and Allie Catch.
That's right.
The set.
Allie's set.
So this is my other problem. Like, so there's obviously certain people that we have met.
Yes.
Like Heath, we've all spent all together, you know, Maven. So I'm kind of like thinking, like, I kind of
just get them, just order
section off of the side. Like, I don't know.
You're itchy. He's itchy.
I know. It's bad, bro. It's bad.
He's getting the itch.
I want them all. I already
tried to get you to do
the bloody ones.
The ones that we had. No. I mean, the ones that we had on the flea market.
Yeah, my problem
just
is
get them all.
How am I going to get the ones on? Okay, so if I did the ones in the flea market, how am I going to get them autographed?
I don't think it's that difficult.
Go to cons.
He ain't going to do that.
Go to cons.
We could figure out how to get like a Danhausen signed bubble in white, a Heath bubble signed in white.
Yeah, they do. They'll sell and just bubbles.
The other thing
that
is not always the easiest, but actually very doable, potentially doable, this upcoming weekend, which would be Gallows, because he's doing the free signings at the WWE World.
But two separate days.
We only had a guy on the show.
Yeah.
Carl Anderson wasn't on, so you don't need his.
Well, let's get Carl on so that Jake has to do it.
Shit, that ain't... That no. You don't want to do that kind of stuff.
No, I know.
Never so it would just be those three from the flea market.
Danhausen, Heath, and Gallows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just start getting them, bro.
Should.
Just okay. No, I mean, like, just in general, just start getting Bendy's.
All right. So, well, how am I going to get the... Okay, like, so Heath, I know that'll be the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
Gallows,
yeah.
Billy has a solution for, but I'm going to have to pull it. Well,
here's the thing, though. One
right now that I can...
You don't need the figure right now. The goal right now would be get the bubble.
Right. Who's got a
once
bubble?
Once you get the bubble signed.
Well, I could hit up Canic and just say, hey, I need you to do me a favor.
But
what about Billy can get me a bubble.
Well, yeah,
you probably got a bunch of them.
I've got tons of bubbles that I don't use.
Perfect.
Right. Hey,
then what are you doing?
We got to get to the people, though. That's all.
You got to get to the people for me because you love me.
Sure.
Sure.
Jackass. Husvar is going to WWE thing. He would have to go get Gallows.
No, you're going to come too, and you're getting it done. Well, Jake maybe. Asked you. Jake asked you.
Hey, all right? I'm there to work.
Yes.
For me? All right. We'll discuss this later.
Yeah.
Enough about my bendy problem.
It's all possibilities.
Okay.
I'm booked, pal.
All right. I'm looking to compete with the eBay, with the Edward Bay.
Yeah, Edward,
like... How? What are they? They're going to have like ads, like pop-up ads then?
Not quite sure what's going on. There's, if you're watching on YouTube, we have a whole like fucking disclaimer thing that's not, I'm not reading it all right now. But the buyers, I believe, will have a payment processing fee at the time of the purchase. So I think the buyer will pay a little more and that will get rid of the seller fees.
Whoa. Interesting.
So I think it's very, very interesting.
Do you guys use Mercari? I still use Mercari.
I do not use it to buy, but I don't use it to sell. I use it to buy.
Same.
I've never used it.
You've never purchased?
Never even purchased, yeah.
Oh, I cruise it when I'm looking for stuff because it's randomly, you know, people do use it. Like, you'll find some things.
Yep, I found some cool things on there. Yeah. So I thought that was very interesting news.
All right. So, yeah, Mercari. They're not going to charge sellers. They're going to charge buyers.
Great. I'm a big Mercari guy. I've sold... I've never sold on eBay, but I've sold on Mercari.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I've never done either. And
I'm not a big selling person anyway, but I have sold several things on eBay. I've never even attempted to sell on Mercari, but I have bought on Mercari.
Oh yeah.
Several times. And
I prefer
it's almost always I get some ridiculous deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, or I have to, like, snatch it up before someone else.
Well, yeah. And like, that's the thing is, like, I'll randomly go and look at something.
Mm-hmm.
I think their saved search is easier to navigate. And like, when you search for something, they do like, it'll have like old listings. You have to click.
Oh yeah.
Like for only for sale or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
And
it makes me mad. It makes me mad sometimes because I'm like, oh shit, that sold for that much? Oh, well, why didn't I jump on it?
Exactly. And right. It'll be like, it'll show the old listings and it'd be like, yesterday this sold for $5. And
4 hours ago.
Dollar thing. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why did I see
bro.
What?
You're on Mercari?
Oh.
Oh, you want the comic book version?
It's already done, dude.
You just got it on Mercari?
No, it's on here. But it's already
on eBay.
No, this is Mercari.
Oh, that's what I just said.
Or do I go with that one?
That's the evil one. Do you want the evil or do you want the comic?
So here's the thing.
That one's a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Notice
the New Year's evil.
That one, yes. But it also represents him more, you know. Right. The other is just a fun fantasy thing.
Right.
Now, here's what you could always do is you get that version of it.
You could swap the bubble when you want.
You swap the bubble if you find a regular Danhausen for cheap, which you would be able to.
Right.
And unless then you could just
want, like a crazy one.
You could just sell the other one if you wanted.
This one's only $75.
That's the evil one again. Yeah.
But that's unsigned.
Right. Unsigned. I can get the signed one for $130.
How much is the yellow one?
$50.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It's the yellow. Yeah,
$49.50, bro.
I would I would get that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to swap it out for a real Danhausen, you would be able to do that all for under $75.
Yeah.
Oh, I could just get that one.
You could get the regular one, or the black and white one's probably pricier.
And that's not a real one again either.
But I like the background though, like the card being different too. Dude,
it's so cool. Yeah.
Why? I mean, realistically though, why don't I just get that one?
Oh, there's the high spots one as well.
It's up to that's you
the
if Geiger you wanted gear. To spend that much.
The Geiger gear is my favorite.
I mean, look at Gallows.
Yeah.
See if he's got
there. Because that was the match I saw at Cap.
That's gonna be negative.
Get that comic book one.
Heath Bendy. Yeah, that one's still cool.
It's super cool. I actually just got that in the stuff that I got recently.
Damn.
What, the red, that white, is. And blue Heath?
Is no, the saying? Yellow Danhausen.
Oh, the yellow Danhausen. That one is cool. It looks cool under a black light.
Ooh, I bet.
Mm.
That's what it's supposed to be, those old, it's like the card is modeled after Silver Surfer cover. It's
Steve Ditko.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
That's funny.
I love that one. Matt. The Predator.
Yeah. Oof.
That's the FWF Predator. Yeah, that one's dope.
I forgot about this one, the nails.
Oh, yeah. That was a high spots exclusive.
I know. If it was in them. White.
Oh, it's signed. He only signed them in yellow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know.
There's no way you could get the white. Unless by for chance he did like one that someone got.
Right.
On the high spots live.
Damn it.
So that one's going to put a wrench in your cog again, Jake. Because it's yellow. If you want the nails, you can
We would have to have him on here.
Yeah. And that's, his one interview
after
coming out of retirement, and that's it.
Yeah, but now Jake's jumping into different waters now, starting to get some. Starting to change a little bit. A little bit.
A little.
A little twist.
I'm working on it. So we need to get Effie on.
Yeah. We'd love to get Effie on.
I think that's
doable. We can talk to him at WrestleCon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's another thing we could do, Billy, is we can, if there's a couple of people we want to try, we could talk.
Yeah.
Deanna.
Oh yeah.
They just announced her. They just announced
it's tougher though because of the AEW thing.
Maybe it's different now. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, I can always it doesn't hurt to ask.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what's going on again.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I was when they first showed this up, I was thinking, where are they gonna put all these extra fucking hands?
Good spot.
Now we know.
You see this?
It's like ultimate style, a nice package.
Retro style.
Looks great.
Yep.
It's epic.
And
epic
then also, toys. If you are, a mint on card,
he's going to be at WrestleCon.
Take it out and display it like a regular retro.
Right.
Cool. Which I like. I will be getting this. I'll be opening it, but I dig it. The first deluxe retro. I like Epic Toys is really,
Oh, so it's got different hands and
devices that they called us
on the side.
I actually was saying that to someone this weekend because,
it's basically an ultimate.
Was that white thing? Is that rib tape?
Yeah. So it comes with two arms. It comes with a shirt. It comes with rib tape.
That's cool.
Well, two different arms, I should say. So four, one that's like regular pose and one you can put up, I think, for diamond cutter.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it looks good. And like what they said, they've come a long way since that Nick Aldis. Now, again, I know it's a different company.
Sure.
So to speak. But
they've evolved.
It looks cool. And, there were people who were like, I don't know if we actually said it. It's Diamond. I mean, you figure it out with the diamond pose, but Diamond Dallas Page, Epic Toys getting, the retro Hasbro style.
Yeah.
But it comes in like that big packaging, kind of like
a Supreme.
AEW Supreme. Exactly. Yeah,
just think of that.
But you can take it out in its regular packaging if you like to display all your Hasbro style boxes together or something. And
it's almost like a little like display case for it. If you like, if you open it, you know, because it's open like a window with the windows.
It's pretty neat.
It is. Yeah, I looked at it real quick. I didn't get to like get a real look at it, but like I was like, oh fuck, just like another thing I would like want, you know, because I love
DVD.
Sure.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's so funny. You know, I was having this conversation the other day, and it's like I don't dislike DDP at all. And at one point, man, I loved DDP so much.
Mm-hmm.
There's just some wrestlers now that I just don't have that like same feeling that I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've listened to like so many like Diamond Dallas Page like interviews and stuff, and it's just like almost listening to the same thing over and over and over again. Like he's just told the same stories, and I'm just like I'm just kind of I've fallen out of love with DDP. So I you know, will still go back and watch and really enjoy, you know, what he did, but I don't necessarily need to collect is all.
Yeah. Understand. Get it.
But they might come out with something at some point that makes me go, oh, okay, I gotta have that.
Oh, yeah.
And I would gladly own it. So
yeah. Yeah, you never know.
Yep, you never know. Here's a fun lineup.
Okay.
Boom.
That's fine.
Oh yeah.
So they're showing
off.
Let's
go back to the collections. They showed off some cool stuff at Square Circle Expo. They showed
get into all
the Buff Bagwell, the Colt Cabana.
Boom, boom.
Things are moving slow at Figure Collection, but they're coming. You know, we love
it. I held a lot of these in my hand. Colt had the samples. A
couple with different all weekend.
Are there three different cabanas?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Colt is so cool.
It is. Singlet.
Yeah,
like, it looks
black and orange, red and black.
Kyoto, I think, looks better in person.
Red, black, and white.
Kind of ripped it apart last week.
Patriot.
The Patriot looks incredible.
Yeah, the Patriot's really nice.
I love the Patriot. I love the Buff. Buff looks really good. Got the hat.
Talk about it in a moment.
I'm glad Buff's getting another product.
It looks great.
So, Figure Collection, doing some great stuff. And they also showed up their Glacier.
Incredible.
The Jeff Jarrett, the Macho Man. And they're Ultimo Dragons and Sonny. Do you see that they signed them? Ultimo and Sonny were there and signed one?
Might be in the vlog, Ski. But yeah, I was checking them out. It's the packaged, you know, sample. So got to be close. Shipping soon, I would say, from China.
So, so it's what we saw a little bit of was the next Legend series wave.
Yeah. Oh, God.
With the United States guitar,
the guitar and the cowboy boots,
dude, that's so cool.
I need it.
First 3 minute warning figures of Rosie and Jamal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Rosie I definitely need.
Sick, dude.
And then
the jersey and everything,
right and then you know and it's so crazy to me that like we never got one. Like we, you know, Jax did, you know, the superhero and training Rosie,
right.
But like he's Roman Reigns' brother. How have we not had a Miguel of him all these years?
Right.
Obviously, you know, Umaga is, you know, Jamal, and it's fine. It's awesome that they're finally getting it. And then Big Bubba Rogers, you know, Big Boss Man in WCW, and it's depicting, I mean, he was in the main event of the first Monday Nitro against Hogan, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, you're getting that figure, and it comes with a UWF belt. So like that's the other thing. Mattel is just starting to make other companies' figure belts.
Yeah,
figure there's form a, the UWF there's and there's NWA
territory. They call it
the territorial or
territorial
like
title or something. It's pretty cool. It's like they like almost force you to like buy those figures if you want those titles, you know, those new, you know, it's like, what was it? The Maurice with the Intercontinental title. Like that was the only way you could get the white IC title for a while was just, that figure.
I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and the same with the, like that, it was that Walgreens series. So it was like, there's an Alexa that came with the women's. And so they're kind of pulling that again, which is, it's kind of cool. 'Cause those figures are you know, more obscure ones that we'd never really gotten before. So, you know, yeah. multiple reasons to get them.
Yep. But then they moved on to figure collections. You said action figure seller. that was in the pictures of the Patriot and Buff. So I was doing research because I'm like, you know, at this point I've figured out, you know, what a lot of these things are. And I was like, I've seen the name, but I never really knew what it was. It's the UK company. That's where they'll be sold. You know, Figure Collections is making them, Action Figure Seller. And it's like,
is it international?
Like a basement seller is, you know, the way it's said, but they're selling, unless maybe there's a partnership, I'm not sure, but they'll be selling it, you know, UK and internationally and whatever. So that's what that is. But yeah, you know, showing off, you know, we've known for a while that the Colt Cabana was happening.
Three different ones.
Well, that didn't know. But, you know, they tend to do like two or three different versions, probably, to, you know, get as many, you know, if there's one style, they may not, you know, sell as much. But if there's different, like you get the different options and people have, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Those and the can't think of it. Why can't I think of it? Bone Crushers.
Mm-hmm.
They showed off the two different Jeff Jarretts.
You know,
ones with the silver bikers, one's the Aztec, which we never got any of those, which would be cool to go with the country version of your old Bone Cruncher.
Right.
Right.
And then the Glacier
Glacier. That's great. Oh,
cool stuff.
Very, very cool, man.
Awesome. It's all things that I don't know that I'll really get, but
it's cool to have.
Some of it makes me itchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bone Crushers definitely do.
Oh, yeah.
And
same.
After I got that Atom Bomb, I'm like, man, it's so dang
close. I want that Macho. I want the Macho and I want the Macho Glacier.
Yeah.
The Glacier is great.
Yeah.
Yep. Very I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
You'll end up with one.
You know, there's so much more to their episode, but we'll never be able to get that far. We're an hour and 40 some minutes in.
Yeah.
And
we did a half and halfer, you know.
We did a half and halfer.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, it's in other cases we would maybe cover more of the episode, but it just didn't work out that way this time.
Later, start.
Sorry that I have to get up early, guys.
No, it's all right. I mean, we've been going a while, so
yeah.
You know, starting to feel the fatigue.
Oh yeah.
So
try to keep my eyes open.
But you know, we got a lot of different stuff in, and hope people enjoy it. And you know, if I know a lot of people really liked it the last time. Hopefully you enjoy it this time. But like I said, I think next time if schedules, you know, when they, because we're really stuck with what they do.
Sure.
Right.
Next time, if, you know, hopefully we'll be able to line it up a little better and be able to do more of a full episode. But again, it's fun to get things out and, you know, what we've been up to, things we've gotten and all of that. Definitely. And, you know, Jake's major Bendy's, journey is expanding a little bit and
more
next week will probably more than likely be a recap of Live 19 and in the weekend. So
I can't wait.
Another thing, the Creta Pro 10th anniversary show, the tickets just went on sale today.
Nice.
So that's on May 11th, Saturday, May 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the All Sports Arena in Melville. Front row is sold out already, and it just went up today. So get that second row.
And then there's
plenty of general admission, but it's going to be a huge show. You know, it's the 10th anniversary of Creta Pro. So that's pretty big. Already announces Danhausen and PCO and the system from TNA. So, you know, you're going to want to go to this one. I highly recommend, not just saying that because I go to the school, but it's going to be a big show. You know, everyone's pretty excited and you know, we always give it our all, but like really give it our all this time for the 10th anniversary. So
definitely
get your tickets now. They're through Eventbrite. Just go on createapro.com and it'll link you. So I just wanted to say that. So that's May 11th. May 11th.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, hope you enjoyed the show. And I'm sure you've probably gone back and listened to the Major Pod, but they'll be doing the Hall of Fame stuff, which we didn't get to talk about, but
we'll let them talk about it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, very cool.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and finish her up. Husvar, take us out.
Play my fucking music.
I got Gloom, a Hasbro Dusty. I got the merch that drives the marks, while the ring-worn gear, they wanna wear it. H-A-R-D, just like Blue Chew, I'm just a major mark.
Major mark!
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy!
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark!
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy!
Claim all the figs. Claim all the merch, like Super Gabby. You already know the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen with Phil Jackson. Always scratching that itch, I'm just a major mark.
Major mark!
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy!
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark!
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy!
Hey, all you major marks, claim all that merchandise.